Okay, so we're not going to talk about this rapper who was on like another podcast show, and he was, relaying to everyone about who taught him about sex. He said his mom's taught him everything about sex and how to kiss and all that. We ain't going to talk about that. That's too much. That's a little bit too much to just take in. Just like, even though, you know, they, even though the rapper and the moms both got on publicly social media and said, it's not what y'all think. Just, you know, how it came out was just like, sort of like shock. Like, oh, like what? Like, who taught you what? But anyway, what that incident did was make me reflect on when I was growing up. And I came up in a period of time where, you know, you basically couldn't tell your moms if you were sexually active. Moms, you had to look your mom in the eye and lie, be like, oh, no, I ain't doing nothing. I'm waiting till I get married. I'm waiting till I find the right one. We lied our ass off. You know good and goddamn well we wasn't doing that. But that was just the era that we came up in. It was like, whoever you wanted to do with, we're talking as teenagers now, Generation X. Whoever you wanted to do it with, you had to sneak them in your parents' house and then sneak them back out. You know what I'm saying? It was a certain thrill about, I think it was an adrenaline rush about being just doing it like that. That was almost an enjoyment as the actual having sex. You know what I'm saying? And then, if you happen to have company when your parents was there, y'all had to sit in the living room the whole time. The whole time you had to sit in the living room. Window. Oh yeah, y'all go to y'all room and close it. I'm like, no, you wasn't taking nobody to your rooms. Like, that didn't happen. That wasn't going down like that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, parents' first thing is, I ain't taking care of no babies in this house. That's first thing your parents said, you know what I'm saying? When, you know, you got your boyfriend, you got your girlfriend, and they kind of know. They know that y'all doing something, but y'all just lie. But y'all got to perpetuate the lie and say, nah, we ain't doing nothing. We wait till we get married. That was the whole thing back in those days. You had to wait till you get married. That doesn't happen in this day and time. Well, ain't nobody waiting. Like, nobody gets married no more. Like, y'all really got to truly be in love to actually go through that. But just everybody just shacking up and having babies left and right. Like, you know. Like, but 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. And I feel sorry for, like, the women, because the women, y'all had it bad. Y'all was just shamed beyond. Y'all was shamed beyond all moral compassion. Like, you know, y'all couldn't do nothing. Y'all just, oh my God, it was just terrible. You know, the guys, you know, like, we was able to, you know, guys was just able to get away with it, you know what I'm saying? For whatever reason, you know, that's how society is. But like the women, it was just, oh man, it was terrible. Y'all couldn't be talking about y'all sexually active and then having kids out of wedlock. It was like, oh man, it was just, oh, it was terrible. Just outcast by the entire family. But that was how, you know, that was like the moral compass of growing up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, sex was like a taboo thing. So, you know, it's interesting to hear someone say that, you know, like they have talks about sex with their parents and stuff like that. I'm just keeping it real. Like, I just never had that talk. I had to learn, you know, growing up in our day, you had to learn sex through cable TV and porno tapes. That's how you learned? Or, you know, you just got out there and experimented whatever way that person that was a little experienced, they taught you how to do what you needed to do to get on board. That's how you learned. That's it. You know, maybe you had some older siblings some older relatives that kind of showed you, or you know, you had some friends like, yo, this is how you do it, and da 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 da, and this and this and this, and you kind of like went with the punches. But yeah, but you know, like parents, that was the they were the last that you would ask about, hey, about sex, no, that conversation, hey, you know. But it's quite a thing to be comfortable with that. You should be, like, we should be comfortable enough to talk with moms and pops about anything, you know, just anything that just comes to mind. You should, like, if you have that relationship, that's good. That's a very healthy relationship you have with your parents. But, you know, there's a lot of, and you know, with the, and then that's how you don't get into like peer pressure. Cause a lot of things that we had to deal with growing up, it was through the peer pressure. It was just like, hey, you know, you had to be, you know, that was like the hip thing to do. That's like anything with drugs or, you know, alcohol, you know, smoking. That was that's how you learned everything growing up back in the day. So you know, in this day and time, it's a little different because everything is just, you know, social media just puts everything out, you know, in the forefront. So it's just like now social media, that's the last place you want to learn about how to do anything, because it is so, you know, like that's just like, no, like if I get blessed with some kids, man, I want to be able to put them on to whatever they need to know. You know, you don't want them sneaking around going on social media unblocking the code. You know, like the code they put on there to make sure that your kids don't see certain things. It's like, nah, you shouldn't have to. We shouldn't have to do that. Don't be sneaking around trying to get on Pornhub and figure out how to do this, looking at this and that. You know, just, but that, now that is an awkward thing. Like, how do you teach? How do you present that to your kids, especially your daughter? It's like, cause you know, you gotta, you want your daughter to be smart and be like, yo, just don't let anybody, you know, don't let anybody just come through and be, you know, doing anything to you. And you know, that's just, hey. I guess it's always hard, you know, on the dad, you know, talking to his daughter. Like, you know, you always want your daughter to be up on, you know what I'm saying, what's what, because you know how you are when it comes to you know, approaching women and all that kind of thing. So you know, you might be a little, you know, persuading in how you approach them, but you don't want just anybody to be able to do that. So yeah, man, interesting topic to say the least. All right. What y'all think about it? Let me know.